regular meeting of Amesbury Town Council to order. Can I get a motion to go in camera? Councilor Levine?
Oh, geez, I gotta read it, right? Move the council to go into an in-camera meeting pursuant to section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended for the following reasons. Item A, an update on municipal board hearing, blah, blah, development, section 239. 2E, litigation or potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board. And section 239.2F, advice that is subject to solicitor client privilege, including communications necessary for that purpose. Item B, confidentiality, section 239.3.1, education or training session.
Okay. Second, Councilor Frymer. All those in favor? Carried. We'll go in camera. To resume, Councilor Melange, Councilor Fryer, all those in favor, carried. Please stand for National Anthem. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest on the public agenda? Councilor Puccia.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have to declare a conflict on item 24C, that is to go in camera, regarding Bellevue fundraiser, and also item number D, in camera police contract negotiations.
Okay, any other conflicts of interest?
Do you want us to declare those now?
Councilor Lee? You don't have to, you can declare in camera for the in-camera items. Any other conflicts of interest? Deputy Mayor?
Still the same ones, they haven't moved.
Okay. You have to say which two items.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And at this time, I will go to Councilor Melange.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Recently, I lost a fun-loving and caring wife, Aileen de Marchette. To council members, town staff, residents, all who showed their support through flowers, cards, condolences, and donations, my family is greatly appreciated. Appreciative. She loved Amesbury. It was like a part of her hometown, Montreal. In her memory, let us continue to work towards making this town she loved an even better place to live. A town that will attract others like her who are proud to call Amesbury their home. I thank everybody.
Thank you. That brings us to the minutes of the previous meeting, item 8. Councilor Fryer?
I move adoption of 8.1 through 8.3.
Second. Counselor Milosh, any corrections? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to 11.1, the water and wastewater budget. Counselor Levine? Oh, you want to move?
Yeah, I could.
Sorry?
Counselor, pull up, item 14.1.
Sure, we will bring forward 14.1, and that is the coffee house? I forget the name now. Okay, this is for the encroachment, request, 238 Dalhousie Street. Is there anything from the report outside of what's there? Okay, mover, Counselor Levine? Second, Counselor Milosh, any questions or comments? Counselor Levine?
I just want to say, I mean, I love progress. It's unfortunate with the condo development went the way it did, but I'm more than happy that, Kirsten stepped in and saved the Echo building. I mean, that's part of Amesburg for me. It's my first job in that building, so I'm happy that it's there, and I'm more than happy that a new business is going in there, and just wish you all luck.
Well, thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That brings us back up to 11.1. Counselor Milosh?
Move the recommendation.
Second. Counselor Courtney? Any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor? Oh, sorry, question, Counselor Pushy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The last time, Counselor Courtney and myself were misquoted as saying that, about the $15 per month. Neither one of us said it, and we, you know, I emphasized that it was $15 per year, and I thought that we, it was necessary to, put that money aside, that we had to, we have so many upgrades regarding the water treatment plant. We have to, we've already been advised we have to spend $30 million in upgrades within 10 years. So I thought $15 per year was reasonable per household. So I just want to make sure that Russ gets it this time, and, whoever else is blogging out there, that it is $15 per year, four cents per household per day.
Thank you for the clarification. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to 12.1, Parks Canada, the candidate agreement. Counselor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
And second, Counselor Milosh. Any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, we'll see everybody there. All those in favor? Passed. 13.1, Counselor Fryer.
I move the recommendations.
Thank you. Second. Deputy Mayor, any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. The 13.2, Councilor Fryer.
I move the recommendation, and we'll speak on it after.
Okay, second, Councilor Milosh, and back to Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, administration, for bringing this back to us. I don't have the picture with me, but the picture says 1,000 words that got sent to me, to myself, and then forwarded to Antonetta and John on when Engstrom Street residents were here, close to that one intersection. The town workers, I want to emphasize, the town workers actually did the pavement removal, or the concrete removal, and paved that section, and the residents were very impressed. So our town staff, our town workers, actually did the repair. So I'm hoping maybe the next councils coming forward will actually look at implementing these, what we're doing now, these fix here, fix there, so that our own workers can probably do these moving forward.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. Brings us to 13.3, the LED streetlight conversion. Councilor Milosh?
Move move the recommendation, sorry, I might just speak to it.
Okay, second, Counselor Fryer, back to Counselor Milosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess I was a little concerned in reading this, why 210 additional fixtures were missed. I don't know if I'll say missed, but were not included, we'll say at this point, in the original quote. Because when I look at, when I looked at the diagram, you know, large sections, front road from north of Texas Road to an area just south of Northside Road, that whole section was missed. All of McGregor was missed. Texas Road was missed, Alamo was missed. Large sections, when I looked at the diagram, I was wondering, I'm curious as to why, I guess, in term, my biggest concern is in terms of having good adequate budgeting, is having good adequate, you know, information to put the budgets together. I wonder if administration could comment on that.
Sure, through Your Honor. The data set, sorry, didn't I, Mr. Mayor?
I've been called.
Some habits don't die. The data set that we used for this was our GIS data. And unfortunately, in some of the data, there was a mislabeling of the ownership of those lights. Because a lot of them were on the county road, similar to County Road 20 and McGregor, on County Road 10 and Walker, and the other, the ones on County Road 8. They were mislabeled as county owned, so the data set that we used for that, we didn't consider them because they were labeled as county owned. We realized that they are town owned because the county doesn't, they only do intersections. So once we started putting up the lights, we realized right away we weren't going to have enough. So to correct that, that's where the 210 came, and as I identified in the report, we continue to try and fine-tune our GIS data to better reflect our infrastructure.
Now, does the GIS data tie into the asset management? Because I would think that every one of those street poles should have an asset number on them that identifies that they're, well, that they belong to us.
It does tie into the asset management data. One of the things, if you recall from the AMP plan, is that there are levels of data confidence in each section. Sections that have professional engineering studies behind them, like the roads need, have a higher data confidence than GIS mapping of streetlights. But as Todd said, in these particular cases, the lights were identified. However, the ownership trait in the GIS data had the County of Essex, so therefore it's not captured in the AMP, so we have to revise the AMP for that as well. So as we continue down the road of asset management and data collection between finance, public works, and GIS, the hope is that the data confidence of all of our assets becomes much more clear and much more defined. But there's definitely room for improvement, and just because we have an asset management plan doesn't mean it doesn't need constant reevaluation and progress. So, does that help?
And I just have one comment. If we know we have those shortcomings, and then I understand that that's your word, okay, I guess a second set of, you know, eyes sometimes might help pick that up. I guess that's all I would have to offer as a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. John, you could put up page 89, the map that shows the front road and all those lights, just to remind council that all those lights, the old Cobra lights that are put up there, those weren't put up until 2008. So it hasn't been very long since front roads actually been had lights along it. So that, I can understand why, because that council that they put those in, the county didn't do that, because the county always said, no, we're not going. If you want to do it in your own municipality, you do it. And similar to, and I'm hopeful that we'll see red from the north end of that to Malden Road for our border soon, that report comes back to council, that we're going to finish lighting up from Amherstburg all the way to Windsor, not have that gap in between from River Canard to Malden Road.
Councilor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That was exactly what I was going to say to Todd. And I did speak to Rebecca, and she said there's, I don't know what I'm saying,
It's not out yet, we're working with the consultant to come up with a tender versus a proposal, no, it's okay. We're working with a consultant to come up with a tender for that, but it's not issued out yet.
Councilor Pujet?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to Todd, and Todd, I wanna thank you and Antoinette, you know, for taking the initiative and for doing such an amazing job. This is one area that it's really nice to pick up the phone, and I'm getting very positive comments about it. Not only are we saving significant amount of money, but also some people actually believe that it's keeping the June bugs away. And I don't wanna tell them it's probably because of the wind conditions, but they think that Dow River's getting all of them, cause they don't have the LED lights even do, so.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, carry. Brings us to 14.2, the temporary extension for the Amesburg Uncommon event, Councilor Pryor?
Move the report.
Thank you, second, Councilor Milosh, any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, carry. 14.3, the zoning bylaw amendment for 433 Sandwich Street, Councilor Milosh?
Move the recommendation.
And second, Councilor Pryor, any questions? Councilor Pujet?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, we did have a few complaints regarding the shadow study, and I know you said that the people behind lived far away for the shadow study, but did anybody get back to them about the dust, the noise, the lights shining on their property?
I will follow up with those people. I haven't yet, but so it's still to be addressed about light. Some of these things, Mr. Mayor, through you, can be addressed through site plan control. As far as lighting and things like that, we'll address those concerns at that time.
And they were worried about the fencing that was there, they didn't think it was adequate?
Yes, those are all matters that we'll deal with through the site plan control and process.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, carry. 14.4, the amending subdivision agreement for Meadowview Estates. Councilor Milosh?
Move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Courtney, any questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, carry. Supplementary agenda, 14.5, the sign variance for Brad Bondi. Councilor Pryor?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Milosh, any questions? Councilor Pujet?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure who I should address this to. Nicole, okay, through you to Nicole. Nicole, the Heritage Committee did rule in favor. They said as long as it was in keeping with our sign bylaw, do they know that he asked for an extension, larger sign? Were they in agreement of that? Or our present bylaw?
Through you, Mayor Carlo, so this sign presented to council first was a ground sign. Mm-hmm. When it went to the Heritage Committee, they just changed it to a pylon. So just the difference is the bottom. There's now pillars, so that's the sign that the Heritage Committee did approve.
So is it taller than our regular sign bylaw allows, or is it in keeping with the same bylaw?
It's in keeping with the provisions of the pylon signs for commercial.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, carry. That brings us to 15.1, Councilor Pryor.
I'll move the recommendation.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Milosh. Any questions? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor, carry. 16.1, the Fire Department Activity Report. Councilor Pryor.
I move it be received.
Second. Counsel Walsh, question?
Oh, we don't have to hear it first?
No, we generally, receive it if there's any questions.
Okay.
So is there any questions?
No, no.
Okay, all those in favor? Carried. Consent correspondence, 17.1. It's just a receive. Counsel Levine?
Move receive.
Second. Counselor Fryer? To receive, all those in favor? Carried. Does anyone want to address that? I think so, but keep going. 18.1, the Cohen Park meeting minutes. Counsel Courtney?
Move receive with the minutes.
Second. Counsel Levine? Any questions? Counsel Walsh?
This is, was it Tyson made there? We have our 40th anniversary as well for Cohen Park. You know, we're trying to get everybody to participate. There's ball games.
My phone.
Sorry. There's ball games, co-ed type ball games. There is, comedy corner at night. There's, you know, dinner. So there's a, it's a big activity. We do trade tree dedication for, you know, for individuals that have had some impact on the Cohen Park over the years. So I encourage everybody that, maybe can put a ball team together or whatever, come out and have some fun and celebrate the Cohen Park existence.
Thank you. Any other questions? All those in favor? Carried. Unfinished business? Any unfinished business? Counsel Pujia?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I know a couple of weeks ago I've asked about the 3-inch caliber trees that were supposed to come back to council. And Mr. Galvin was supposed to put together that report. I just wonder where it is.
Sure, you through you, Mr. Mayor. When you're talking about the having it on the right of way, some of the things that we're working through now is to make sure that there's clearance that there to actually put a tree there. There's sidewalks, there's utilities. So we're working on some language. So it's going to take a little longer because it's a little more complicated than in a new subdivision where it's basically just clear land. So what we're trying to do is to make sure that we have the adequate protections. And if there may in fact be lots where a tree actually couldn't go in that area, depending on the length that you, or the spatial requirements that you have for a tree. So we're looking at some alternative language there, either to make a deposit or something like that. So it's, we're weeding through some of those issues. It's not as easy as, say, in the sense of a subdivision where it's just sort of clear land. So that's what we're working through.
Any other unfinished business? Counsel Walsh?
Just further to that comment, do we, when we put a tree on the property, do we have some kind of measurement that says, look, at you don't put a tree on a property that's only got a 3-foot wide grass strip, because after a few years the sidewalk's being lifted and everything. So are we being conscious about some of that?
Yes, through you, Mayor, that's actually one of the things, and we're probably going to have the arborist, the builders, I'll look at that and see if there's some best practices for that. But you're quite right, everyone puts a tree and it's a small tree, and in 20 years it's not a small tree anymore. And that's actually contributed to a lot of the problems in terms of the sidewalk upheaval and roots and trip and fall hazards. So, you know, while it may seem like a simple issue to do, it gets a little more complicated when you're looking at where sidewalks are and also where utilities are. And it can get costly if you're trying to site a tree in a certain location. So those are the kind of issues that we're looking at as well.
Thank you.
Let's see, any other unfinished business? Okay, any new business? Counsel Fryer?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was approached while at the Father's Day fish along the Navy Yard Park, and some residents, or one resident in particular, was in a mobilized wheelchair and asked, and was grateful to council and said, thank you for taking the interlocking brick out of some of the sidewalks. He's missing 5 vertebrae, and that vibration allows him to only be on the road or on sidewalks that do not have interlocking brick. So he was willing to come to a accessibility meeting to stress that the gratefulness that he has for getting rid of the interlocking brick. So I just wanted to pass that. He asked me to pass that along to council, and people with disabilities out there that just can't take that vibration. And also, secondary to that, there was a lot of residents that were there and asked if there was a way, possibly in the future, that we look at monthly or every other month in the summer for people to be able to fish along that stretch of the DVR park, because in Windsor they do it all the way along it, but Amherstburg we only allow, I think it's 42 feet or 44 feet. So the residents are curious if they could, at certain times of the year, be able to fish along our shore.
Okay, Council Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree with Councilor Fryer. I just think it's a wonderful scene to see a father and his son fishing, and just something that they do together. And I would like to see that type of thing going along our Navy Yard Park, so that not only the people are enjoying the foliage and the flowers, but we can have our younger people too that are making use of that park. So I agree with you completely.
Councilor Levine?
I guess I'll be the disagreement on that one. I think we should wait until the new development comes and there's some spots, because I remember if we talked to the bylaw enforcement department, where there was some years where we had literally 1,000 people in the Navy Yard Park, and it was horrendous what was going on in there during the silver bass season. They were using the lawn as washrooms, and garbage buildup was horrendous, and that's part of the reason we kind of limited the space, because during that silver bass season we had hundreds and hundreds of people lined up in there, and nobody could enjoy the park because it was disgusting. So I think that's partially why we limited the space at that point. Hopefully the new development will offer some more space for fishing, but I think to just allow it through the entire park would be a bit of a problem for bylaw.
Okay. Right now it's just comments, so unless there's any direction or motions. Okay, any other new business? Report out from in camera, no report out, no notices of motion. Bylaw 23-1, confirmatory bylaw.
Move.
Councilor Fryer, second. Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried. And I will need someone to read the special in camera. Councilor Walsh.
The council move into, thank you. The council move into an in-camera meeting of council directly following regular session pursuant to section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 as amended for the following reasons. Item C, Bellevue fundraising. Section 239-2B, personal matters of an identifiable individual, including municipal or local board employees, and section 239-2J, a trade secret or scientific, technical, commercial, or financial information that belongs to the municipality or local board and has monetary value or potential monetary value. Item D, police contract negotiations. Section 239-2K, a position, plan, procedure, criteria, or instruction to be applied to any negotiations carried on or to be carried on by or on behalf of the municipality or the local board. Item E, update council report 2018-0423-C, section 239-2C, a proposed or pending acquisition or disposition of land by the municipality or local board.
Second. Councilor Levine, all those in favor?
Okay.
Carried. Sir?
Yeah, I just have a question.
Yes.
During, on item D.
Yes.
I'm slightly concerned about going in camera on this issue. Only because I'm not sure, and it's difficult to discuss it, but it seems like to me that it doesn't, possibly doesn't fit into something that should be necessary in this discussion. I'm sure that the clerk has a different opinion, but
I went in to review all the in-camera agenda beforehand, and so I can't agree with you or disagree with you because it wasn't included in my package, because I'm not allowed to see it or speak to it.
Yeah, no, I understand, yeah. I'm just asking for clarification based on recent events, and that's it.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The last, on February 26th, town council approved the following motion, that the report from the CAO dated February 9th regarding police services for town Harrisburg received. The CAO be directed to finalize the terms and conditions of contract for policing services with the Windsor Police Service and Board, City of Windsor, for the term of 20 years commencing January 1, 2019. And the CAO be directed to bring back a final contract subject to approval by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission. At this time, the contract is still under negotiation until the approval of the OCPC.
I understand that. I wasn't sure that this was an actual negotiation of the contract or a specific point brought to council that had nothing to do with something that should be confidential. I'm not sure, like.
we will be discussing some negotiations.
Okay, any other questions? All those in favor? Carried, we will go on camera.